Starting Gemara Sanhedrin, which we focused on before, but we should go to the Darkei Moshe. We'll start with Darkei Moshe. It's really, that's what we're up to the Ramah. We finished the first half of Sif, Dalet, I believe, Yud Gimel, in Reish Mabez. So we should take a look at the Darkei Moshe here. For me, it's on page Tafkuf Tzadi Tes. Is that that work for you? No or no? It's there's no tour on the page. It's on the right side of the page is tour Beis Gimel Dalet. The left side of the page is only Beis Yosef. Now on the bottom of it is a Darkei Moshe. That's a Beis with two stars.
Alright, Tafkuf Tzadi Tes is over Steve with Rabba, so that is the right one. Okay, let's try.
Okay. Yeah, so
Tafkuf Tzadi.
Tess. There, so on the left side of the page. Yeah, on the right column in the Darkei Moshe,
I see it, yeah.
There's a Beis with two stars.
Towards the left.
Four lines from the bottom.
Yeah.
Right? So that's really, it's a machlokas going off of the Gemara that we talked about a couple of weeks ago in the Gemara in Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Hey Amud Beis. Where the Gemara discusses that once happened that some of the Rebbe went to a certain place and he saw that people were kneading the doughs with tummy utensils, and Rebbe said to him, Why are you doing this? You're going to cause everything to be tummy. So they said, Tamanecha Balakan, Vahorlan Umay Vitsayim Ein Machshir. And he told us that marsh waters don't cause things to become tummy. So therefore, we only use water for marshes. But that wasn't what they were saying. It wasn't mei bitsayim. Rather, it really mei beitzim. The liquid of eggs don't cause things to become tummy. And they thought he had said mei bitsayim. And they made that mistake, and they made another mistake as well. And the Gemara then, at the end of that little story, there's Tana. So they thought, ba'usa sha'gazu, made a gezer at that time, Talmud ayora elim kein notel rishus mirabu, that nobody is permitted to paskin halachos until they get permission from their Rebbe. So if you just read the Gemara straight up, it sounds like it's a reaction to the previous story, right? In order to make sure that he knows how to paskin and be clear about what his psak is. However, it seems like there's a machlokas as to what the nature of it is. Perhaps it's based on the next story where it talks about in the Gemara of that you're not allowed to paskin within the vicinity of your Rebbe. So it goes right into that story. And it ends up being that it ends up being a machlokas here in the Darkei Moshe as to what is the reason for smicha. Why is there a gezeira that one is not permitted to paskin shayas unless they have permission from the Rebbe? So it seems like a machlokas. One of them is off of the idea that permission, because otherwise it's inappropriate, because you're in the vicinity of your Rebbe, b'makum rabo. And the other idea is that in order to make sure that things are clear, and the Darkei Moshe himself discusses that in the context of a specific nafkamina, and then it becomes formulated in the Rabbah himself. So the Darkei Moshe here, beis on beis, says v'chasav od shoresh kofayin, right? Pshita de einze ella kafifos ba'alma v'aloshish. I'm sorry. Next one, chasav rivash, where's the yud beis is with that bracket. So Kasa Rivash, but Shuva Simon Reshayin Al Din Hasmicha Shinagu is Manazet, the idea of Smicha today, Eno Kidei Sheyochal Hanismach Ladon. Right, the Gemara itself discusses the idea of having smicha, and if you have smicha, so then that's like an exemption if you mess up in some kind of court case, and you can't be sued for malpractice. So it's not about that. That only works if it's from the Reish Galusa, or it came via him, and you got permission from him. And even if you could trace your smicha back to the Reish Galusa, Adzman hazeh ze eno mahani, it still doesn't work. Adzman hazeh batal reish galusa gam by kochu batim kedis v'kar kol aget kulu mikoach bal kaasu isi lebal. That the power of the reish galusa is gone, so therefore getting smicha, and even if you have direct smicha from the reish galusa that empowered these types of things, that's not going to work. So rather, v'yish lomar, now the fifth line of that second column, v'yish lomar de smicha zu, this is the opinion of the Rivash, the smicha zu hi kisha talmid higia lahora, umidina mutu lahoros chutzul shalosh pers. That he's permitted, that the Talmud is able to paskin, and Mal Pidin, he's really permitted to paskin outside of three parsos. Vav chayv lahoros, and you can make a case that he's even chayv to paskin. El shegazru she Talmud asu lahoros elim kein notel rishus mi rabbi. He's not permitted to do it unless he has rishus from his rabbi. Oh, rabbo nosein lo rishus likvoi yeshiva. He has permission to set up a yeshiva. V'chol makom v'lidro shel horos v'chol abal lishol, and to paskin all those come and ask him questions. V'zehu kishakorin lo rav. That's when they called him Rav. Klomar Hareza Me'ata Ki'ilu Eino Talmud, as if they're saying that from this point forward you're no longer like a Talmud. Right? So it's not a problem of a Talmud pasking in your place of his Rebbe if you're not a Talmud. So that's what we're really establishing. Aval Roy Lumal Achem B'chol Makom L'Kari of Rav, and you're called Rav. Bim Lo B'Derech Zeh Eini Roa Shum Tam L'Smicha Zu. And if it's not about that, I don't understand why in the world there would be a Smicha B'Zman Hazeh. Right? It really is only about not paskining within the vicinity of your Rebbe. When we call Malcolm Nira, the Cholshel Lo B'Chai Rabo, Eino Sarkan Tila Rishus. Right. So if your Rebbe is no longer alive, so then you don't need Rishus from anyone. Right. Mishum Rav. Right. The Gezeiras Rebbe Lo Havi El Ba'od Rabo Kaim. It only makes sense if your Rebbe is still alive. Avalo La'achar Mos, but not after he died. Right. The Lo Gazru El Kemaisa Shahay Parak Kama the Sanhedrin. It's only because of that which happened in the first parak of Sanhedrin. Now it's not, I don't think it's referring to the story. Just gives you a daf number here, right? But I don't think it's about that story. It's about the next story where it talks about the Makom Rabo, where someone paskin something. They said to them, "How can you paskin here? Your Rebbe's in town." He said, "Oh, I didn't know my Rebbe was in town. If I knew my Rebbe's in town, I wouldn't have paskin that halacha." So that's where it's coming from. V'lachini meis Rabo Muvak eino tzarik shum until you need permission. The Talmud Chaver eino tzarik reshus shelo gazru el Rabo Muvak, and a Talmud Chaver doesn't need it. It's only if you have a Rebbe Muvak. V'lazeni flesi apala v'pela, and therefore. And therefore, Niflesi Hapella Vipella al Rav Echad Shmo Rav Meir Hal. Well, I don't know. His name is either Meir or Michal or Mendel or Maishi or somebody, and he's a Levi. Shegazer Shekol Mi Shelo Yitol Rishus Mi Rav Yeshaya Shegitin Vachlizasav Yiu Psulin. That he paskin that if you didn't get permission from Rav Yeshaya to write Gitin and perform Chalitzas, they're pasul. And if they were done v'chatikun chazal, v'him k'sher min hadin, lami yupsulin, right? And if they were kosher, if they were good chalitzas, if it was a good get, why would he say it would be pasul? Why do you need permission to write a get? And how to give it in chalitza? And if you say, well, because there's a Gemara Kedushin that says, if you don't know Kol Misha Eni Yodei, but if you get the lo yulo Ezekma, if you don't know how to deal with this, don't be involved. Stam Zifri, the Dynamic Gemar Gemiri, that you can, I guess, learn it. Umasha Amru Shalo Yehe Lo Esek Imahen, and the idea that you should have nothing to do with them. So Perish Rashi Leos Dayan Bedavar Shemayatir Isser Erva. And now, which we say you shouldn't be involved with them, Rashi says, in order to that you might permit an Isser Erva. About Haget, but if the get was written Kitikuno, Lama Yifsel, why would you pass it Bedievet? Vistam Sifri, the Dayan Gamar Gamir, Vishlam Tikune Aget, Bechol Hal Lechasov, Kamosha Tiknu Bechaverim, and the Sifri seems to learn this out and has reasons. Ideas of the get and all the halachos as written over there. So what's this first position? This is the position of the Rivash. What's the reason for smicha? The reason for smicha is to demonstrate that you no longer have a problem of paskening in the vicinity of your Rebbe, outside three parsos. If in three parsos, it sounds like it would still be a problem. You've been transformed from being a Talmud to being a Rav, and therefore you have the permission to pasken appropriately outside of that space.
It doesn't seem to be any... Ramah doesn't seem to be worried about quality control.
Right. So this is, it's all about that. And therefore he says, and there's this psak out there, that unless you have specific permissions to do Gittin Kedushin, it's possible even b'di'evet. Right, Gittin and Chalitz, we're going to passel it even b'di'evet. That doesn't make any sense. If it was done correctly, so it was done correctly. Why would you passel b'di'evet? It's not a problem of the get or the kedushin or the chalitza, right? It's a problem that the person doing it wasn't acting appropriately because they were in the vicinity of the Rebbe. Fine. So that's opinion A. So Amnam, however, Betshuvas Harav David Cohn, Kasav, I guess that's his name, David Cohen, Kasav, then.
Bob is in
the. Rough Flatbush, yeah. Yeah. So, Kasav Dinagu Ha'idna B'smicha. No, why do we have smicha today? Kish Yudea Mizeh Sheroi Lahoros. V'lo Yorek Kol Echa Mina Tamidim. That you hear you're fit to paskin. V'lo Yorek Kol Echa. Not all the Tamidim shouldn't just go around paskin. V'lachin Nagu B'smicha Shemaita Yadua L'chol Shekol Mi She'enu Musmach Lo Higia Lahora. And therefore, it should become known that all those who don't have smicha shouldn't paskin. V'ein Lismo Chalav. And you shouldn't rely on them. Elim ken yadua l'chol de gavur rabbah. Well, unless everybody knows that he's a great person, umitzadav anosar enu mevakesh gedola o matan mecherim. For some reason, he doesn't make the request, or some other reason. whatever. If everybody knows that he's a massive Talmud Chacham, so fine, okay, we'll let it go. Which might be the heter for the Chafetz Chaim writing the Mishnah Berurah, right? There's a story that the Chafetz Chaim never got when he was older in his life, and he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael. There was a point where he attempted to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he went to Rav Chaim Ozer and says, "Can you please write me smicha?" And he said, "Why do you need to write me smicha?" So he said, "Well, the truth is that in order to get my passport, I had to fill out my application, my occupation. The closest thing to my occupation is rabbi. I realized I never had smicha, so therefore I need you to give me smicha so I have the right to fill out occupation on the passport. But what about him paskening all the halachas in the Mishnah Berurah? Right? How is that okay?" So one answer might be, well, he never actually paskens in the Mishnah Berurah, right? He just quotes things, right? But that it's kind of tough to pull off in the entire Mishnah Berurah, but rather it's this, right? He's a gavra rabba, so therefore it's okay.
A lot of rabbis in Europe didn't have smicha. There are stories, I think even Rav Kotler might have had smicha. When he came here, he had to get it. What if he didn't bother
him?
Unless they were serving as a rabbi of a town or something, it didn't necessarily bother
him. Right. Right, that, and it wasn't. I mean, the idea of Torah Lishma might call for not particularly getting smicha, right? Even Lakewood today, right? The only Gesserman had a whole problem with getting smicha. Like, they don't really have a formal smicha program. Ari Yomazeh, he was explaining to me. So that could be part of that theme. I was listening today. I'm going to have to tell this story in shul sometime, so you'll have to laugh then also. But
I probably will.
The story goes that someone shows up from Europe and America. And he said in Europe he was this poor man, and here he wants to be a hush of a person. So he shows up in shul, and he sits towards the front, and they say in shul, "Do anybody hear a kohen?" He says, "You know, the kohen's always hush. If everybody knows who the kohen is." So he raises his hand and says, "Yeah, I'm a kohen." So he calls him up to be kohen, and he does berachas kohenim, etc. So then after davening, so he goes and wishes a good Shabbos to the rabbi. The rabbi looks at him, "Hey, Mendel from Pinsk. I'm also from Pinsk. I remember you. But I remember your father. Your father wasn't the Kohen. Your grandfather wasn't the Kohen. How'd you become a Kohen?" He says, "Listen, it's America here. If you can be a rabbi, I can be a Kohen."
Exactly.
So anyways, so to avoid that situation, so one would require some kind of reshus. Fine. So the libi nokvi, so therefore I would say, right, shekol gitin sheyinasu bizmanenu, that any get given today, ze shelo al pi mumcha derabim, dehainu sheshamu noda al pi chachanim, prominent and he's known amongst the chachamim, the gavar rabba who sheroy lachish behem, right? We should be concerned about them. Right, and that's the reason, right? Because if he doesn't have permission, the psak is no good. It sounds like what he's saying is o nagu b'smicha ki talmud asur laharos b'fnei rabba elim kei natal rishus v'mayudei diyesh l'rishus ki nikra lo. All right, and it also solves that other problem. But his main concern is this: that it's some kind of quality control in terms of who's going to be called rabbanim. V'chol zed delo kabal nachlas avos shekasu perak shanu chacham. And it's not like the Nachas Avos who writes that he doesn't know why we have smicha. Okay. My revile kasev b'tshuva simen pehei. The imlo natal rishus v'nasan get and I feel b'di'eved lo havi get. It's not a get. The lomri mezes stam so from megar. We don't just say oh so from he probably knows what he's doing. Well chuli alma im yadua v'nikar shu gamir el shelo natal rishus the kitav sheir. But if it's very clear that he did know what he was doing, then it would be kasher. Okay, but at least according to the second idea, it's we can understand why we would passel the gittin, right? He doesn't have permission to paskin, so we're going to impose. It sounds like either a knas or it's like a takana or a gezera. I would almost call it a takana rather than a gezera, right? What's the difference between a takana and a gezera? I think we did this here once before. Remember, Kefet once used this phraseology. Gezera, what's the difference between a takana and a gezera? Ever thought of it? A gezera is about being more from, a takana is about being less from. Gezeras are all about, right, we're going to put Gedarim up about Shabbos, right? It's a Gezerah, you know, we're not going to, all the Chumras about Bishul and Shabbos, those are all Gezeras, right? A Takana is like, Takana's like a Venu Gershon, like really you should be able to marry two wives. In order to maintain a semblance of whatever, we're going to limit the observance of mitzvahs. That's what a Takana, is. A Prusbol would be a Takana, right? Heteriska would be a Takana. Okay, so anyways, Fine. So that's number one. So two machlokas. So a machlokas. Why we have smicha? This opinion of Rav David Cohn versus the Rivash. Rivash says it's about making sure that there's distance between. Make sure people don't paskin to Malkum Rabo. And the Rivash saying no, it's about quality control. And then he says one more interesting thing. So Kasav Rama Mehilchos Sanhedrin Perak Dal Yesh LeBeistin Lismoch LeDvarim Yechidim V'Hu Sheyia Roy L'Chol Advarim. That Beistin would sometimes or would often give people specific dispensation to paskin in specific areas, but he really was roy for everything. Meaning, in order to get smicha back in the good old days, you have to have knowledge of everything. And Beis Din would say, but you still only have permission to paskin in certain areas of halacha. Ketzad chacham mufla shiroy lahoros lachot. Or he's chacham, you can paskin anywhere. Yish le Beis Din lismocho so le mixas dvar. Beis Din might say, well, you can only paskin dini mamanos. You can go in London. Velo lahoros isser v'heter. Or the Rambam goes on, or the opposite, right? But in order to get to that point, you have to know everything first. You have to pass all the bechinos, and then they would give you permission. Permission to only pass in one area. V'nirish shezet, so it comes the dark emotion and says, V'nirish shezet dafka b'yameyan. That might have only been in the old days. Shenag din smicha. That was the real din of smicha. About smicha shel zman hazeh eino klum elenetila rishus b'yalma v'lamashe roi roi. Right, it's only in the Tilos Rishus, and for what one could do, they could do. Meaning, you could paskin, you could learn one area of halacha at a time and get a smicha for that particular area.
Is it still calling the Rambam?
No. That's not in the Rambam. I was confused by that. I looked up the Rambam. Yeah. Yeah, the Rambam doesn't have that last part. Okay, so let's take a look now in Reish Mem Beis Yudal and Shulchan Aruch. So the Gimel and Yudal, that was the Talmud Shaloi Gila, the Talmud who can't paskin and paskins anyways, and Yudal was the Chacham who could paskin and doesn't paskin, so he's keeping away Torah from people, and that's problematic, right? So you realize that. So it's interesting, right? So we're going to impose really sort of a takana to say, oh, he could paskin, but he didn't pass the bechinas. He didn't pass the bechinas, so then he doesn't have. He's not allowed to, right? So I would almost call that a takana, not a gezera, which maybe might be what drove the Rivash to say that it's not about that. Rather, it's about the not paskining of Makom Rabo. If it's not paskin the Makom Rabo, this is a way of ensuring that people don't paskin the Makom Rabo. Anyways, so comes the Rama here, and it says, Inyan Hasmichus, the idea of smicha, shenogu b'zmanazeh, which we have today, k'dei sheyadu kol ha'am shegiya lahora. This way everyone knows that he is roi for hora. Uma shemora hu b'rshus rabo hasamcho, and that which he is paskining is in with the permission of his Rebbe.
Which paper?
The Rama, just the Rama, Yudalad. The Rama and Yudalad, yeah. Right, so who does the Rama actually paskin like here?
Page Kuf Gimel Nine. Kuf Gimel Nine.
Okay. Right, the idea of smicha is so that people know that he's fit to paskin, and that which mumasha mora hu bershus rabu hasamcho, that which he paskins, he has permission of his rebbe. V'lachein im kvar meis rabo ein tzarich l'smicha. So his rebbe died, doesn't need smicha. So he's kind of, it seems like he's mixing the two opinions here, right? If it's about quality control, so why should it matter that your rebbe died, right? You should have to get permission for somebody else. If it's about not paskining a makom rabo, so what is the? Well, I guess right. So I guess he's more on the Rivash side, at least in the beginning. The chin b'talmud chaver k'derek sheinspire b'el b'makom she'ein tzarich rishus ein tzarich smicha. So if he doesn't need rishus, he doesn't need smicha. Fine. Then he goes into this gittin issue. He says, "V'yesh omrim demisha einu musmach lemorenu v'nosin gittin." Somebody doesn't have smicha and he writes gittin and chalitzos. Ein b'maisav klum. Right? It was worthless. V'yesh lachlish legittin v'chalitza shenasan im lo shiadua lechol shemum chal rabu. Where we have to be choshesh for all of his gittin and chalitzos that he gave. It's provided that it's not known to everybody that he is a mumcha. Rak shemitzad anava v'shiflus ein mavakish gadilus. So unless it was for that reason, unless it was because of some kind of anava, he didn't get it. But everybody finds out that he really knows what he's doing. V'yishkulkan, there are those that are mekel, which he quotes from the Tshuva Rivash. Right, but the Shuvah Rivash was against this. The Shuvah Rivash said, it's not about that. Rather, it's about the... Shuvah Rivash is the one. And therefore, it's all about B'chayv and Makom Rabo. So what does that have? Why in the world would we pasul Gittin? So that's what he says, there are those that are Mekel. But on the other hand, the Ramah seems to be Machmir. Right? The Ramah says... we're going to assume that it's no good. There are those that are makel, but he seems to be leaning on the other side, on the side of the Rabbi Nadavid. That's about quality control. Uvamakom igun yish lahakel, right? If it comes to the point where the woman's in aguna, so then we'll be makel. In kfar nasan gitim lechalitzos, if they were already given. So I thought he said if you already gave it, it's still going to be pasul b'dieved. So I think what he's saying is if you could write, if you could get it, if you could get the two parties together again and write another get, you should. But if it's not going to be possible, so then we would let the woman remarry off of that get. Aval lo b'derech acher ki min hagan shel Yisrael torakin, but not in yishachim kfarnas and get v'chalitza. But not in other ways. Ki min hagan shel Yisrael torakin, because that's the rule. The rules are rules, right? We have minhagim. The minhagim is that don't write getin unless you have specific dispensations from people. Fine. Oh, nearly. And then he says one more, quotes from this, that psak in the Rabbah. Nearly, shemutter latet morenu le'echad sheyisader kitten. It's permitted to give permission to one person that or does the kitten. Va'afal pi shemidin hasmicha shebiyam harishonim lo havidina hachi. And even though in the smicha from the days of the earlier people, what's that from? That's from the time of the Tanaim. It wasn't like this. Nowadays it's just permission. I mean, we can give permission to a person to just write gittin. I mean, he'll be the gittin expert. Even though in the earlier days it wouldn't work that way, you have to know everything, and then you could become the gittin expert. Nowadays it's only a permission, so therefore we'll permit it. I mean, it's not the official smicha that's being passed down from Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just about permission, so we'll permit that. And that's what the Shach commented. The Shach goes and quotes the Rambam and then goes and says, but then the Rambam says the same thing, meaning that idea that was quoted in the Darkei Moshe as well.
Is Rambam on both sides?
So Rambam, yeah. So Rambam seems to be on both sides. I don't have a clear read. Right? He seems to, I don't know if you want to say Mach, I guess he's Machmer like both sides, but it's really a Kula, right? He quoted the Rivash, at the Kula part of the Rivash. If your Rebbe is dies, then you don't need permission. So why should that be if it's really about quality control? So I don't know. It's a confusing Rambam. I didn't see a comment. I didn't see anybody take him to task. I saw here in the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes both opinions and says, yeah, the Rambam's Machmer for both. But I point out that the Rambam's not Machmer. Both are Muslims, also makel in some ways, about one or the other. What?
Rebbe died.
Right. Correct. I had the same hour, right? I wasn't sure what to do with that. Okay, so there's a couple of interesting things here in the Psakim of Tshuvos. Yeah, so here he quotes this idea of this the idea of the smicha from time of the Rishonim, and then the smicha b'zman hazeh, this machlokas that he has here between the Rivash and the Rabbeinu David HaKohen. So here's his paragraph. It says v'achras Rabbeinu HaRama l'hachmer b'zeh. To be machmer on this. Shkomer harolah b'linu tius reshus for a menu in mimais of klum. Melvad be'ofen she'adu l'chol shu gav rabbi v'gil l'ra. Felo natal smicha rak l'tzai of makom igun. Right, but he doesn't say the other part. Yeah, he says, "Uviyoser tzarech lizacher b'zeh." We should be careful in our generation, shall not to break this fence. Shall kol arotzu litul as Hashem yavo v'itul. Not everybody who wants to just should take the name should just take it. Kimeshav v'seinu harabim yish shemis atrim b'ataros harav ve'inam ve'inam ruim l'kach. Because there are those that put the crown on their head and aren't really fit for it. For harbi mechsholitz tzomkin as many problems come from this. V'chein nagu b'chol tefusus Yisrael. That's the minhag everywhere. V'yaseh he baal timod. And somebody breaks this. So, he's alive today. This is published 3 months ago. He's quoting from earlier. He's quoting from other people. He quotes from Maram Shik, but he's talking with Manazet. Okay. Now there are people that it was known that would give smicha pretty easily. I think they say Rav Yisrael Chanan's factor gave smicha pretty easily. So I think that's why are you doing that? And he said, look, this person's going to America, and if he has a rabbi attached to his name, so maybe he'll chances are better he'll remain from. He'll have more of a responsibility or something. But there clearly is.
So I was told that the people that are not my favorite branch, that whenever they send people out, they give them rabbiness, even though they have to head branches.
They do have a smicha program,
even though they're not anywhere involved with this kind of stuff. They're certainly not
right. Well, yes and no. I mean, they do have a curriculum that they do study, and one can make a case that it's these particular areas. I mean, that Ramah is actually the next section here, where the Ramah quotes at the end that his position was that you could give smicha for individual topics. So that's really what most people are doing is manazeh, and that's what he talks about in the next section. I mean,
individual topics.
Full respect, I think some of these kolels are also very much at fault in that area, the same type of situation.
Well, now you have the Pierce and Shoshana and stuff, like, you know, like what Joel has and what
correct.
Yitzhak has and stuff like that. So they're giving smicha in, you know,
right.
Like in Hilchos Shabbos.
Right, but I think there are others who just aren't, you know, oh, you're in the kollel, so we're going to call you rabbi.
But I think that's also possibly because of the, including with Lubavitch, it's also because of the situation in America,
mm-hmm.
with the clergy situation in general. You come up against the reform, you come up against the conservative, and then there are people who are called rabbi who know
right.
filch.
Correct.
So then you come up against somebody who's going to be leading some sort of a, you know, they're going to be in education, they're going to be in this, that, and the other thing, and you're not going to call them rabbi when they can...
Correct, yes. You know. Not to mention that there's tax incentives right. as well. So
getting more narrow. What we have from Rambam said, Yodin, you could get smicha for one of those.
No. The Rambam said you have to know everything and will permit you to paskin, but it's a full smicha. I don't think the Rambam was talking about smicha. He was really talking about you have smicha for everything, but we right. have control about what you're permitted to paskin in right. this area.
But nowadays you're saying that even more narrow, you could have smicha and being permitted to paskin Shabbos.
Yes.
Much more narrow.
Tzitzis. I think Pirkei Shoshana will give you a smicha yeah. for tzitzis. Yeah. So he talks about, actually has a paragraph about here. Smicha l'miktsoa misuyim bilvad. That if you only learned a few things, is that okay? So even though the Rambam says, right, he goes through that Rambam that we talked about, fine. Baram kama achronim kasvu lahazir shalotei smicha miksua misuyim bilvad. There are many achronim who say not to do that. Ki rabba hamikshal mazad. There's many problems. Sheish anashim sheish lahem smicha rakul davar misuyim. Umar misasmu ifnei amayaret sheim morim gadolim. They're called rabbis. So once they're a rabbi, so now they're a rabbi for everything. And that causes problems. V'nir sheish lahachmer mazad im lefi ros enai hasomech yish chashash anismach yorha. The person who's giving smicha should be careful. Right? That it's clear to this person. And like, don't you know your boundaries? The Yesh Letzayim Minug, and he says, talks about it, there's an early Minug in many places. Sha'afis Habekim, but even if those experts in all Dini Torah lo samchu lahoros b'chol Torah, they would stafken not get smicha and everything, except for only specific things. Cholim b'fnei atzmo, based in the Dini Mamonos, Eben Ezer, Echa b'nei Arachay, Echa b'dini Yisr v'Hetter, Echa b'hilchos Nito, Chiyotzi b'zeh, v'tamadaver. The reason is b'nei Shemor Hora Shemismana al Chelak Prati, who shame kol me. So he'll become an expert in that particular area. So I think what he's saying is that it's better. Test me on everything. Well, if you test me on everything, so then you can direct the conversation. You can ignore parts you don't know, etc. And it's better to take focused tests and have that added together. I think that's what he's saying. So then he adds in here in a footnote. That and the minug is to learn your day of chelak aleph. That's the minug of the basis for most smichas b'zman hazeh. So why is that? Why is your day of chelak aleph? So and especially as it's been whittled down significantly to at least by me in YU. When I was there, it was a little bit of shechita, a little bit of malicha, and basar chalav and teruvis. I believe they've taken out shechita. I think they've taken out shechita also since then.
Is Malicha Teruvos and Basar Chalav.
Okay. So, right. So I think in YU they might have taken out Shechita.
All the texts.
Yeah. So you take out Shkita completely, but there's a lot more there, which is that. So anyway, why did it become that way? See, he quotes from the introduction of the tour, that the tour in his introduction to Yoredeya writes, Karasi Lasei, it's not there. It's
no, I'm trying to figure out what Chelak Aleph is.
What do you mean?
Yoredeya divided into Chalakim?
In the classic, in this edition of the Shulchan Aruch, so Chelak Aleph goes up through Taruvus. Yeah. So he, in the introduction to the tour in Yoredeya, he says Karasu the Sefer is a Yoredeya, ki hu yilmad ha'adam das laharos b'chol asher yitzdarech, was to learn how to paskin anything he needs. Midvarim hanogim is ma'azivar, things that are nogeya today. So what does that mean? So Abir Bazes, he explains here, Shachelik Orachayim Sidru HaTur VaShulchan Aruch Kol Seder Orachusav Shal Ha'ish HaYisraeli V'Seder Yom Kol Yom V'Shaz Yom. That Orachayim is passing things that he lives through, right? Every day he's going through those things. Aval Chelik Yoredeya Noi BeIkaro LaHorus B'Matzavim SheIrvu Mekarim SheTzadi HaLacha BeHem Morkavim V'Suchim. But Yoredeya are about incidents. I mean, Orachayim is about things that you're how to live normally, and Yoredeya is about things that come up once in a while. So therefore, Orachayim are things that everybody would do, and Yoredeya is things that the Rav should know. Plus, the Rav is the one who's going to paskin those specific issues. And he says that perhaps is the source for the minug of dafka learning Yoredeya Aleph. So
I need the
oh,
yeah.
Anybody
got
any questions?
Well, I brought in a prop. So I brought my smicha from and I was hanging upstairs.
So I'm alive.
Besides it, Rabbi Lam, and that's Rabbi Harlap. Yeah, so right, so it says another, right, so Yonah Gross, right, Lamed Harbi Shabbi Shidi, learned here for many years, I've seen Akdoshu Matzah, Kate Midasa, Zoka, Lalas, Malakodesh, etc., Shiula, Rabbi Nifkam, and he took tests in these particular areas. And this is part of Isra Hetha Yoredeya Chilak Aleph. Vegan, Hilchos Nida, Hilchos Avelis, Tefilas Kim, Hesher Kim, Hilchos Geir Samila, Eben Ezer, Hilchos in Yadmi, not all of Eben Ezer. It's like, you know, five Shirim worth. Hilchos in Yadmi, Sidr Kedushin, Gavarachai, Hilchos Bishal Bashavis, Hilchos Erevin, Latsasia, so he said those things. So, and then even he gave permission to Paschal for Bnei Israel, it doesn't say only for those particular areas. I'm not sure how we work that part out. And the assumption also is that you then go on to learn other things as well, which you don't necessarily acquire. No, this is the official YU curriculum. Right. You have to take bechinas in all of those in all those particular areas. I think it's changed. The curriculum has changed a little bit since I have finished. But anyways, that was most of what we wanted to cover tonight. Anyways, so all right, maybe I'll cover the thing about the names next week. Mm-hmm.